On Thursday, Republican and Democratic leaders in the Senate reached a broad compromise on immigration reform. But by Friday, the deal was on the verge of completely collapsing after a series of procedural votes failed to move the measure forward. President Bush supports the compromise bill, which would offer eventual citizenship to millions of illegal immigrants. In his weekly radio address Saturday, he blamed Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, who, Mr. Bush said, blocked the bill when he refused to allow votes on more than three Republican-backed amendments to the legislation.
I call on the Senate Minority Leader to end his blocking tactics and allow the Senate to do its work and pass a fair, effective immigration reform bill.
Senator Reid says he objected to the amendments because he believed they were intended to weaken essential parts of the legislation. He also denied accusations by some Republican leaders that he is trying to put roadblocks in the way of passing the bill for political reasons. Immigration reform is an emotionally charged issue, and this is an election year for many in Congress. President Bush wants comprehensive immigration reform that will secure U.S. borders, strengthen the enforcement of laws, and include a temporary worker program, which he says will relieve pressure on America's border. But the president has firmly rejected rewarding those who came to the United States illegally with citizenship.
We must ensure that those who break our laws are not granted an automatic path to citizenship.
Congress recessed Friday for 2 weeks, putting on hold the effort to move immigration reform forward. Meanwhile, in the Democratic radio address, Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland said the United States is not as safe as it should be because of failures by the Bush administration and the Republican-dominated Congress. Hoyer said ports, mass transit systems, and chemical and nuclear plants are still vulnerable, nearly 5 years after the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Today, unfortunately, our nation and our people are not as safe as they could and should be. Too often, the Bush administration and Republicans in Congress have failed to back up their rhetoric with robust action.
National security has been President Bush's main focus since the 2001 attacks on the United States. Opposition Democrats have been trying to strengthen their national security credentials ahead of November elections. Margaret Beshear, VOA News, Washington.